Coast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 132 of Report This Post, the podcast about bad posts and bad people. My name is Geiger, and that is Christian.
Giddy up!
And we are your hosts with the posts. Every week, Christian, myself, or a listener select a different topic and then find horrible posts for your listening pleasure. And this week's topic, as chosen by listener Evan, is horses. That's right.
Ooh.
Maybe not right, but that is probably the best we're going to do tonight. Because I have no interest in making that noise, but Christian took the reins on that one and stumbled right out of the gate and the face planted and is now paralyzed for the rest of his life.
To the glue factory with me, please. God.
That's right. Oh, that sounds so good. I'd love to be glue for some... some kid to eat and play with.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Horses. Not a lot of experience myself on horses. In fact, no? I've never been on side of a horse. Never been.
Any side of a horse. Inside, outside, none of it. No.
Mm-hmm. We will hear from people who like the idea of being inside of a horse, which shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. But before we get to that, we have to announce that we did a live show last week for our patrons, and it was a success, so we're going to do it again on April 19th. That's a Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern. But you can only do it at patreon.com/reportthispost when you sign up to become a member. It's just $5 a month to do that, and you get... full episodes every week, plus bonus episodes every week, plus some other fun things we do every once in a while. We get on a roll and decide to do some fun stuff. Otherwise, you bonus episodes are us just sort of hanging out and reading bad posts, which we understand is one of the only appeals of the podcast. So you would like those bonus episodes, folks. I guarantee it. Mm. Can't say why I would. Why would I choose to say that? Don't know. So yeah, Evan chose horses. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Evan. Was he a patron, or where did he do that?
He is a patron, yes, sir.
Thank you, Evan.
Thank you, Evan, for continuing to support the show.
Yep. We hope you don't stop supporting just because we chose your topic.
If he does, he can't hear it. So, choice is yours and yours alone.
If you can't hear this, go fuck yourself, Evan. So do you, have you ridden a horse? Have you been atop a pony?
I have, multiple times.
Ooh, what were the occasions?
I believe the first time was, when I went to Cub Scout camp and when I first learned how to ride a horse. Growing up, I knew a couple people that had horses. It was an occasion to, go over to their house and horse around and just quite literally trot around their barnyard on a horse. It's been a number of years since I hopped on a pony, but I think I could probably still do it.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of like riding a bike.
That's right, except it's a horse.
Except it weighs 1,500 pounds and could kill you by any number of means. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some of them weigh even more than that, as we'll hear from later on. my Audacity just made a pop-up that said, disk space remaining for recording 2,400 hours. Great.
All right, folks. We'll strap in.
We're going to see if we can hit that mark tonight. So anyway, enough about that shit. Let's go ahead and start reading some goddamn posts about horses. Horsies, if you will.
Excellent.
Terrific. And this would be the real-life companion to the My Little Pony episode we did a little while ago.
There's some crossover for sure. Mm-hmm. This was posted to an equestrian forum in response to a thread titled Horse, quote-unquote, consent, by a Mr. Ron M. I don't own a horse, but if I did, it's my property, and I should be able to do whatever the fuck I want to it. I can fuck it, I can eat it, I can ride it, I can sell it. The public should get absolutely no veto power over what I do with a horse I pay for. This is basic stuff. When you own property, no one gets to tell you what to do with it unless you're hurting others. No, animals don't count. And Fuggrunts replied, how is a horse's quote-unquote consent in any way relevant? You don't need an animal's quote-unquote consent to own them, eat them, etc. Animals have absolutely zero rights. There's nothing you can do to an animal that should be illegal.
Mm. Boy, you know, there's part of me that agrees 100%. because animals are, they're basically just like, to me, they're like mobile houseplants. And they don't do a whole lot else for me personally, but I would say there are some folks out there who disagree. In fact, there's probably many folks out there who disagree.
It's just interesting that this would be posted on an equestrian forum where you would think people who absolutely adore mm-hmm. horses would go yep. to share their opinions, but apparently there's a rift.
Yeah, well, I guess you could still, you know, people like, people like guitars. So, and some of those people own guitars and they probably think they're within their right to fuck the guitar, too. And,
hey, a guitars episode, that'd be good.
Mm. Wait, we actually did one, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
You can't pull that joke on me, man. I just don't. I'm just not going to know if it's true or not. Go back and listen to that one month or 10 years ago. I don't know. Speaking of horses, I found this interesting exchange on Facebook between two women. First one started off by saying this. My stallion gets spray-on cooking olive oil on his willy. This way it's clean for the ladies as it takes all the dried skin off. He won't let me touch it, so the spray works. And the other woman responded, why on God's green earth would you spray cooking oil on his penis? Would you spray that up your vagina? That is essentially what you are doing to any mare he breeds. To which the OP said, because that way it's clean. What would you rather in your vagina, a clean, slightly oiled penis or a filthy one covered in dead skin? It's just like, someone's just like out on the ranch, like, hey, someone's cooking fettuccine out here? What the hell's going on out there?
I mean, personally, I don't want either one of those anywhere near my vagina.
Yeah.
But that's just me. Slightly oiled penis.
I guess gun to the head, I would do olive oil penis, but it doesn't seem like those are the only two options.
Why would you post this? Why would you post this that you're... Yeah, I'm just doing my normal thing. You know, I'm out feeding the chickens, oiling down my horse's cock. Yeah. Got a new order, crate of Pam cooking spray showing up later today so I can take care of him.
Why not vegetable oil? Canola oil.
Because then maybe it might attract himself to it, and then you got a whole other problem.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
That's not a carrot.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what the solution is. Never had to worry about that, you know, myself.
You don't oil up the old unit there, get all the dead skin off.
What is the dead skin? I do. I mean my horses. I don't.
Okay. Sorry. All right. Well, speaking of horse care and whatever else, not this one is a Facebook Messenger convo between two friends. The OP messages. Ha ha ha, my horse broke my toes. She stepped on them and twisted and wouldn't get off my toes, and I had no shoes on. Her friend responds, oh dang. OP says, she weighs over 15,000 pounds. Friend, 1,500? OP, nope, add another zero to that. Friend, there's no way that she can be that much. Maybe 1,500, but not 15,000. OP, she's almost big as a damn draft horse, and her hooves are bigger than my head. And we got papers on her telling us her weight. Friend, the record for weight is 3,336 pounds in England. OP, Okay, well, this horse isn't from here, Abby. You can't be calling me a liar when I have damn papers in this bitch. You haven't even had horses your whole life, and you sure don't know everything about a horse, honey, so kind of get over yourself. You might be reading this shit on the internet, but everything you read on the internet isn't true. I have papers on this horse, and you're calling me a liar. That's real funny, don't you think? You haven't even seen the horse. This horse is bigger and huger than any horse I've owned. I hate bitches like you who think you know it all when you don't. And yes, horses can weigh over 15,000 pounds because I've seen some, and I own one. So don't sit here and tell me I'm lying when I'm not. And my facts are straight. And this horse came from a prison, and they had papers on her. And it tells us how big and her weight, and tells everything about her. So before you go and tell someone they're lying, make sure you have your facts straight. Because, you know, because you, Mrs. Know-It-All, isn't always right. And I didn't ask for your input. I was talking to Abby. I'm done with this consideration. I got animals to feed.
Mm. Okay. An elephant weighs 13,000 pounds. So this horse is a ton bigger than an elephant.
This horse the size of a woolly mammoth. Just uh-huh.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that
stepped
thing
just
on
this girl's
either.
Toes. She really lucked out on that one, that it was just her toes and not everything from the calf
yeah,
down.
Yeah, she should be flattened underneath, like in a classic cartoon where the elephant... Or the horse pulls her flattened body off.
Peels it off like a
and it floats away. Little accordion sound added to it. I've never seen someone commit so much to being wrong and like called out for it online. Just like, nah, it's 15,000. Yeah, it's a 15,000 pound.
You know what
horse.
You got it? You gotta back up your bullshit, folks. If you're gonna stick with a story,
just go all
die on that hill.
Come die 100% on the hill. Just make a mountain out of it and then die all over it. So someone went to on Reddit at r too afraid to ask this: do horse girls get off on riding their horses? Like, do they get sexual stimuli off riding them? And user Poffin said, it's possible and often happens to some degree. You get in the saddle and wiggle around to settle into it, and at some point you're likely to hit an erogenous zone. But sustained stimulation doesn't really happen unless you want it to, which is creepy. Do that on your own time. Every once in a while your pants and seat will be laying in such a way that you can't avoid it. It's far more likely in that scenario that stimulation is more painful than pleasurable. I just stand up in the saddle, readjust my clothing, and continue to ride. Pantone 7465 said, I wasn't big in the equestrian, but I definitely experienced sexual arousal as a young girl horseback riding. It's the constant back and forth action and movement, and depending on the way you sit, the saddle may rub some sensitive areas. I never orgasmed on a horse, but I could definitely see how it's possible. To which user Foreign Necessary responded, please stop, you're making the whole equestrian community seem like furries or some shit.
And they definitely don't need any help in that respect. So.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of perverts in the community.
they're beautiful animals, though. I mean, you just want to go women? Up and... Yeah, well, guilty. Yeah, I sure do like those broads. You know what? I have a story about... I went to high school with a gal. It was a big horse girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she used to do the thing where she would like feed carrots to her horse out of her mouth, which is, I guess, a normal horse person thing to do. And one time the horse got spooked and its bottom teeth got caught in her cheek and gave her a Glasgow smile all the way across one side of her face.
Whoa.
And because it was an animal wound, they couldn't stitch it up, so she had to have it butterflied shut for like 3 months. Horrific.
This is while you
wonder how
there?
She's doing. I didn't date her. I just went to school with her.
Okay.
So wonder what she's doing these days.
You loved her. Okay.
All right. That's cool. I love the way she always smelled like horse shit walking through the halls.
Let me just say, based on your history, I would not be surprised if you were with a horsey gal. Okay.
User the computer geek posted, Sirius, my 35 male girlfriend, 24 female, wants me to act like a horse when we have sex, and I'm not into it at all. On our relationship advice.
Gotcha.
My girlfriend of 6 months loves horses, has all her life. An additional, seemingly relevant point is, during sex, she sometimes says stuff like, fuck me with that horse cock. I've never thought much of it. I thought that it was just a way of her saying it's big. But she started to take it further, and it's turning into a bit of a fetish that I'm not entirely comfortable with. A few days ago, she told me she wanted to roleplay, and at first I was pretty on board, but then she said, as horses. I laughed, thinking it was a joke, and she took it the wrong way, and said she was tired, and then went to sleep. I said, fuck it, and trying to make her feel better, said I'd do it the following day. Honestly, it was okay, but very, very weird. She got into it and said it was the best she's ever had, and the next time she wanted to buy costumes, and maybe do it in some hay. I told her no, and I didn't want to do it again, and she's back to being mad at me. Am I being a dick here? I don't know what to do. Well, throwaway 27392020 replied, here's an idea. Try dating someone who's not a decade younger than you and clearly hasn't sexually matured since 11. Just fucking gross.
So he's 35, she's 24.
Mm-hmm.
Is that even a thing?
I mean, sure. Why not?
I mean, to me, if you're 25-ish and you're and the other person's north of that, it's like you're just the same age.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there's really no. Yeah.
Yeah, once you're completely done with college and you're just a grown up, like, yeah, you're both adults. I don't think the decade is that big of a stretch at that point.
No.
But also, just go ahead and fuck her like that. Like, just be the horse. Who gives a shit?
Nobody has to know. You're making it weird posting online, buddy.
Yeah. Especially if your name's the Computer Geek, I'm going to guess not a lot of options for this guy. You know what I mean?
I love my games and she loves her horses. And mm-hmm. How could we ever fall in love? It's so crazy.
One of the most beautiful romances of all time. Two unlikely people.
A horse girl, a gamer, star-crossed lovers.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of lovers, Suncasa 713 posted this in our Equestrian, Divorce and Horse Ownership. Hi, folks. I'm getting divorced, and now I'm afraid I will not be able to afford keeping my horse. He is boarded, and it's so expensive. Anyone had this happen? Very sad. I just want to keep him. Some helpful advice for her from some other folks, but notably I want to talk about her profile, where she also posts regularly in these sub-forums, our Chihuahua, our Yorkie, our Great Dane Dogs, our Poodles, our Pit Bulls, and our Jeep. So we have a big-time dog, horse, and Jeep person.
Yeah, I mean, she's a...
some of the worst possible combinations of things.
She's a woman of varied interest, mostly just different-sized dogs, but, you know, She knows what she likes.
The biggest range of dogs I've seen, from Chihuahua to Great Danes. Loves them all.
And all of them in between. Yeah. And folks, don't we love our four-legged friends? Except for Geiger, who would rather just not ever see an animal ever again unless it's on a plate. So
that's right. And Jeep is... Jeep owners are... Well, not Jeep. Being a Jeep owner is fine, but I even know some of them.
Jeep owners that post online are
yes. a different breed. And like the Jeep people that have like stickers on their Jeeps that are like, yeah, I own a Jeep. Go fuck yourself. You know, or like, yeah, you wouldn't get it. It's a Jeep yeah. thing. Like, what the, like who the fuck cares?
If you can read this, roll me over. Sir, if I can read that upside down sticker, I am calling 911 because you are going to be in big trouble. I don't think I'm going to roll your 2-ton vehicle back over by myself. I'll try, though.
Sir, I'll have you know that I can't even read regular way. What do you want me to do with this information?
Is this some kind of joke? Are you making fun of me?
Honking at them to pull over. I can't read your bumper stickers, asshole. Who do you think you are? Just pulling bumper every sticker. Other car over.
If bumper sticker is like, if you can read this, well, I can't.
If you can read this, great. An illiteracy advocate driving. Just like, just you just see them just bursting through every stop sign. It's like, I don't know what that said. Couldn't have been important.
I wouldn't have been able to read it. Yeah. Oh, my God.
60 miles an hour through every stop.
Oh. That rocks. User Durango 1917 went to Our Horses to ask, what do you do when your horse dies? I'm sorry if this is a morbid question, but it perplexes me as to what you do when your horse dies in the United States. They are so big so that it would be hard to move. A front loader, backhoe, or excavator is the only way I see someone moving one, or with a winch. Do you dig a hole? Don't get me wrong, I think horses are cool, so I'm not trying to piss anyone off, but I'm just curious as to what you do with it. In Mexico, if a horse gets too old, my grandfather would kill it for dog food. What happens in the United States? An executive 313 replied, we have a burn pile that builds up every year of brush and fallen trees. Anytime any animal dies, we build it up like a pyre and send them off Viking style into the sunset. Done it for 4 dogs and 3 horses. Jesus. We make a little service toast to a good send off.
Oh, man.
What's happening on that ranch?
What kind of midsummer fucking weird ass commune are these freaks living on?
Yeah. Well, it's time to burn another horse. It's it's the solstice.
3 $50,000 animals died.
We just burned it. So, of course, why wouldn't you?
I would definitely look into selling the meat for a horse if it died.
Would you eat a horse? I'd eat a horse.
My God, are you kidding me? Name an animal I wouldn't eat. Like, seriously.
What, are you fucking stupid?
Every time that question's brought, I was like, would you eat a bald eagle? I was like, are you fucking... I'll get the goddamn fryer going. I'll get the oven preheated. You got an eagle?
You bring me the bird. I'll take care of it.
I got an omelet with my fucking name on it, ready to go. Yeah, like I would love to eat a horse. Never had a horse myself, but I would imagine it's fine.
Folks frown upon it, but again, I mean,
that's all cultural shit. Right? Don't they eat a lot of horses over in the Dothraki? Italia, eat think. Horses, I
do. Can't go on. Can't get
that. I think I'm right about that.
Go on.
A woman shared this thought on Facebook. To people who say they have loved and lost, you have no idea. Try having a horse. You give your everything. Your all, heart, soul, passion, dreams, hopes. You tell them your secrets, your fears. You pour your spirit into them, and they give you their love, and most precious of all, their toast. That bond is unimaginable if you haven't experienced it. When you experience a gut-wrenching pain of all that crashing down, then you truly have loved and lost. And that got one sad reaction on it. Pretty sure she meant trust, not toast, but...
Horse just sticking its head in the window with a plate. Oh, good morning. Thank you. For me?
You would find that to be very precious. If you had a horse. Mr. Ed just pokes his head right into the window. Got buttered and ready for you. You're like, it's like, how did you even toast this thing? You know, there's no outlet outside. Oh, whatever. Just give me the fucking toast.
It's a horse. It's a horse. To love and law, it's a horse. I'm sorry. Animals are wonderful, but
no,
it's a horse.
Doesn't matter if you tell them your secrets or your fears because they're animals.
That's so just.
you could do that with anything. They're not. It's
spreading out a giant sleeping bag so you and your horse can lay down and braid each other's hair while you're. It's happened. It's happened, folks. It's had to have happened.
This is a lady who's gotten kicked in the head a time or two by a horse.
Hey, speaking of that.
Oh, yeah?
Someone went to Cora to ask, what is it like to get kicked by a horse?
Hmm.
A gentleman named Patrick Davies, cabinet maker, answered, I'm lucky that I've only been grazed. A gelding landed one at an extreme of his reach on my hip. massive bruise and a lot of pain. Oof. If it had been closer, that kick could have easily broken my hip. My great-grandfather was killed at the age of 53 by a kick to the head. Oof. It was not a slow death. Apparently, it was nearly instantaneous. Beautiful animals, and mostly peaceful, but when they go for you, they have the ability to do some serious damage quite easily.
Yeah. Mm. That's right. That sounds like a great way to die. Just boom, lights out, baby.
Closed casket. Yeah.
Yeah, just head just kicked no right off. I've heard of folks getting quite injured on these big old horses.
Sure.
It does seem odd that we just sort of figured out that we can just ride them around, you know? And they were mostly fine with that, it seems.
I'm sure there was some trial and error there.
Yeah, lots of error. Boy, there's been a lot of errors over the years with all sorts of stuff. I'm glad we don't have to worry about that. We got everything kind of figured out. We don't really have to learn anything anymore. It's great.
How's the Suez Canal doing these days, by the way? Hadn't we checked on that?
Oh, yeah.
Sure, there's nothing going on with that.
Yeah, so there was a boat that was just sort of lodged in there, like a bone down your neck or something. Oh, it still is. Yeah?
Yeah, it still is. Probably will still be there when this episode is released.
That's right. And this episode will be released in 3 months. So, if you ever wondered why we were so behind the times on things, well, look, we're excited about the election coming up. So that's what our main concern is. We hope hoping Biden can win it. Okay. This one's from Reddit. Does anybody else think all horse girls are weird? I swear 9 times out of 10 I can pick out the girl who rides horses. They creep me out. Mm. User Brez said this. I can picture them. Short round face, white, about 5 feet tall, very thin hair. It is not the appearance, though. It is the stare. Normal people look around, make eye contact with people and such, but not horsewomen. I'm not even sure they notice people at all. They just do their thing. They don't even look at the ground when walking. And I'm not talking staring straight down. I'm talking looking at everything below the damn horizon. It is freaky shit if you ask me. Then we get to the hips. What the fuck? They're so big for their body, they look like bowling pins.
This guy is ruining our bit.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be the ones describing these odd butternut right squash shaped women.
Well, that's kind of why I picked it, was because this guy kind of nailed it. Pretty much on the nose there. Yeah.
The only thing he missed was the sweatpants tucked into cowboy boots, and the lanyard with keys, like a lot of keys on it for some reason.
the key lanyard is such a thing, such a look. I knew several kids in school that had that, and they were. Well, they weren't necessarily the hippest bananas in the bunch.
Now, what color was your lanyard?
God, I'm so glad you didn't ask what color were their skin.
That's your bit. That's not mine.
That's right. Well, we got a lot of bit stealing going on here, so.
All right. So last week we did a whole lawyer episode, and this one, somebody went to the criminal defense section of AVO.com, which is the website for free advice from lawyers, to ask, which states is it legal to have sex with a horse? And Fred B. Amos, a family law attorney, replied, Alabama, Hawaii, Kentucky, Montana, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, Ohio, Texas, Vermont, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming, and Washington, D.C., though not technically a state. However, if you live here in North Carolina, zoophilia, sex with a non-human animal, is a felony. In many other states too numerous to list, it is only a misdemeanor. Are you a man or a woman? That's what I want to know. No response to this one. One person found this answer helpful, and 4 lawyers agreed. So.
Yeah, the person was too busy planning a road trip.
Got the map out and just putting pins in.
Yeah, just the road atlas, just the montage of them circling all the
all the ranches on the way,
entering the, seeing the welcome to the state sign, and then just than just
under cover of darkness, yeah, just in, creeping out into this the pasture, yep,
and just leaving just covered in manure, and then on to the next stop. Plane, you see the little graphic of the plane going across the ocean to Hawaii.
Indiana Jones style, sure.
Just wearing a lei and just eating out a horse. Just like, a big fat the guy playing a inside, ukulele right next
pulls
to
his head out, but the, but the lei is still inside. He's got to reach back up and, oh, no.
Hell yeah. Good for them. Avoiding North Carolina. My gosh. Come on. The fuck? A felony? That's the only state where it's a felony, apparently. Something really bad happened there. Some shit went way down there that we should know about. User Gargamel started a thread titled, "You all wonder why women are so into horses," over on MGTOW.com.
MGTOW.
Well, riding them massages their cunt. That's about it. No one has ever spoken about the amount of orgasms they get from riding. That must be one of the reasons they put the horse before the man. And it's all about control. It gives them control over a large creature, makes them feel powerful. You should see how fast that love comes to an end when the horse starts to disobey and suddenly refuses commands. Then the butcher is close at hand, just like a divorce court. And not to forget, horses signal wealth and status. They feel like royals when they are seen on top of this expensive hobby. Uh-huh. The exalted princess of cuntishness on horseback. "I am something better, and I only fuck royals," is what they signal to the other cunts in their hive. It's about bragging, and to increase the chance of getting to know a, quote, real man from a, quote, royal castle. They're looking for the knight in shining armor with a Rolls Royce and a big bank account. Sorry, I was exposed to horse chicks too long to still see any good traits in women. Uh-huh. I'd say that's about right.
Yeah, I gotta call the butcher. My horse is acting up, so I'm going to turn him into hamburger. Uh-huh. Just get rid of this fucking thing. Sick of it.
50% of all horse ownership ends in the butcher, just like the boars.
And then a big barbecue for everybody.
Oh, man. Yeah. I do. I love that he starts with, it massages their cunt, and that's about it, and then has several more paragraphs about other reasons. Okay.
To elaborate, yeah.
You never hear about guys like this showing off their wealth and status either. That's not something they
sure you
do.
They make their TikTok videos about their Funko Pop collection. Mm. That's what they do.
Oof. Is that a common TikTok trope that you uh-huh. are?
No. Nope. Nope.
Okay.
An unhappy customer posted this to the Facebook page for Coles, which is an Australian supermarket chain.
Sure.
"Dear quote-unquote Coles, I had the displeasure of entering one of your stores yesterday after my boutique grocer was closed, and I had literally no other option. I was looking for some gourmet horse treats and a new saddle. There was an entire section for birds, cats, and dogs, but I couldn't find a single horse-related product. Never before have I felt so completely unwelcome in a retail store. What happened to diversity, equality, and inclusion? If you don't cyst your discriminatory product-ranging practices immediately, I'll have no choice but to take further legal action. The ball is in your court, quote-unquote Coles." Mm.
Wow. Mm. Straight up does not even respect the name of the store, which I find to be interesting.
It's very passive aggressive, yeah.
Boy, gourmet
horse
treats.
McDonald's, yeah.
Man, I think I'd be fine with a grocery store having just regular old horse treats. But like looking for gourmet ones is quite an entitled sort of move.
Oh, yeah. Now, and also the phrase further legal action means mm-hmm. that she's already trying to take legal action even before contacting this company through their Facebook page, which, incredible.
Yeah, it's Australia. I'm sure any old dumb lawyer there would take. Is that where the phrase kangaroo court came from?
I don't think so, but, well, maybe. You know what? I don't know. Hey, if you're an Australian out there, and I think there's like two of you guys that listen, go ahead and write in and mm-hmm. let us know, which you probably won't know either based upon who I know listens to the show.
So. Mm-hmm. And who we don't know listens to the show is probably not a whole lot better. Go back and listen to the Australia episode we did with Australian Christian from... Mm.
It was last year.
Literally no clue. This was posted back in the summer by a woman from Facebook. I keep seeing all these people post videos or pictures of them riding horses claiming, quote, it's their new lifestyle. LOL. I guarantee y'all wouldn't know how to care for a horse even if you looked it up on the internet. Bet that once the quarantine is over, y'all be right back to bars, clubs, and acting like hoes like nothing ever happened. Quit trying to pretend to be country and pretend like you know what you're doing with horses. It clearly shows because you have to record yourself on Snapchat or Instagram or Facebook riding a trail horse in a single file line that y'all don't know what you're doing. LOL.
Yeah. Shame on you for taking up a new hobby, you absolute sluts.
You fucking pieces of shit. I hate horse. All of you.
This is my thing.
Yeah.
This is my thing.
I'm the one that's into this. If you're into it, I hate you for being into it.
I gotta admit, there's some fandoms that I can understand. Like, please don't be interested. This is my thing. Please don't be interested in it because you're terrible.
Yeah, I mean, that would be almost everything. Well, most things I'm into, I just don't want to talk to other people about them.
That's right.
You know, like my favorite sports teams, I don't want to talk to people about it.
I can understand that.
I'm into it. And typically sports fans are morons, but I also don't care if I see someone online into the Miami Dolphins. Don't give a shit. Great. Doesn't affect me in any way.
It's your new best friend.
Yeah. Well, I had that at an old job where I was like, hey, the guy over there, Brian, he loves the Dolphins. He's got like banners up on his cubicle and everything. You should go hang out with him. I was like, I don't want to talk to him about the team. Don't care. Well, I do care about the team a lot, but I don't want to talk to the guy with the banner and his
and I don't want anyone else to know that I enjoy it.
So. Yeah.
I'm just going to go eat lunch in my car. So, see ya.
Oh, boy. I've not eaten food in the car in a very long time. I miss it. I miss those days. That was a year ago this week, by the way. So
I peeped in the car when I came over to take care of the pets the other day to see if the fork was still there, but it seems he had it's moved on to greener pastures. So.
I think it is still in there somewhere, but so that would make it 3 years in the car without ever being washed or anything.
Ever. Water touching it outside of your saliva.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Not. And that just shows that germs are not real. So that's all that proves.
Oh, my God. A wife went to the support forum of stayathomemum.com and posted, husband searching bestiality porn. Mm. Last night, I went to bed before my husband. I came out to get my phone charger and found him sitting in the dark in our study looking at something on the computer. When I spoke to him, he jumped and turned everything off immediately, looking like a deer caught in the headlights. Naturally, I grew suspicious and thought he'd had something to hide. So, yes, I snooped. I just had a gut feeling something wasn't right. Well, I looked at his browsing history and found bestiality videos and searches. What the fuck do I do with that? I'm thankful he's not cheating and I'm not angry about it, just really freaked out. Should I ask him about it or not? Obviously, this is not a fantasy I'm willing to fulfill, as it is so wrong in so many ways.
Mm. Here's your problem. Close my eyes.
This is on you, lady. An anonymous user commented, he is probably just on the porn journey. It all starts with standard man and woman, and before you know it, he is watching dogs rooting. Nothing at all to be concerned about. Human nature to be inquisitive. If you start finding his horse's shoes by the front door, then bring it up with him.
Mm. I guess that's true. Well, the latter part, I don't know about there being a porn journey.
Porn journey.
Boy, this guy, someone who's really telling about incognito browsing, huh? My God, dude. It's a fucking full history of bestiality porn searches. Goddamn.
Sure, sure.
Well, that's one of those things I think you got to go to lengths to make sure no one ever finds out about it.
Ever knows, yeah.
Otherwise, wife walking into a dark room seeing you on a computer is the podcast every time I record. And it's just as shameful as is what this guy's got going on.
Yes, sir. Yeah, very much so.
And also wind up looking up a bunch of stuff about people fucking animals for the show as well. So I guess it all kind of typically works out. I mean,
our searches for this one probably weren't much better. So mm-hmm. Probably ended up in the same place. Yeah.
So I found this interesting article from New Orleans. Police say an unknown man wearing a striped shirt with a distinctive tattoo on his right arm entered a cluster of stables in the 1000 block of Fillmore Avenue and committed unnatural sex acts with two horses. Officers did not provide specifics about the alleged abuse, but the New Orleans Police Department Mounted Division keeps its horses in City Park on Harrison Avenue. However, an official confirmed Thursday that one of the horses involved in the incident is owned by Orleans Parish Sheriff Marlon Gussman.
Ooh.
It's a hell of a name. Unfortunately, this article was shared with the title, Police Searching for Black Man Accused of Unnatural Sex Acts with Horses, posted by user Boy Howdy on Stormfront.org. User Goyam123, who I believe we've talked about before on a previous episode, said this, we need to send these degenerates back to Africa. And Ocean 12 added, they really will fuck anything. That is why they have so many kids and STDs. So, is that what he mean? Does he mean horses? I'm not sure. Maybe I'll go and ask. I'll private message him through my
account. Yeah. Sure.
Ah, geez, I guess I have a reason to join for a joke, right? Oh boy. Nope. What's that, honey? The monthly donation to stormfront.org, that must be, someone must have hacked our bank account.
It's like a weather service thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know me, I love weather.
Just trying to keep us safe from those dark, foreboding storms that are rising all across the nation.
Yeah, there's a real climate change around here that I don't care for.
Great. Okay. Well, a stud ranch posted a photo of one of their stallions named Trumped You to Instagram and included this caption. Since everyone seems to think Trump is to blame for all this, we thought it'd be fitting to do a little deal for all those with Corona. Any mare with the name Corona on her papers will get a discounted breed to Trumped You. Send us a picture of your mare's papers to claim your discounted breed. Special will be on frozen semen only and will end on March 31st. Hashtag Corona. Hashtag barrel racing. Hashtag breakaway roping. Hashtag Trumped You. Hashtag double down horses. Hashtag Trump 2020. Hashtag fear. Hashtag try to impeach this. Hashtag freak out of 2020. Hashtag stallion stud. Hashtag studs of Instagram.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good, that's some good marketing, I gotta say. They got a nice
a whole cavalcade of SEO going on.
Studs of Instagram was one I did not expect to see horses on there. specials only on frozen semen.
Yeah, man. What a bummer.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully it thaws quickly so I can down a pint. Did we watch the Jackass at your house where they drank horse cum?
We must have, because we watched all three movies.
Yeah. So. Okay.
Concurrently.
I don't know if either of us were in the right mind to comment. I'm sure we both just said something like, oh, man.
Oh, brother.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, these guys.
We ought to do that again with someone suggested that with a movie. What was it?
Borat.
Whew. Yeah. All right. Done.
Whatever.
We actually do intend to watch a movie for the show coming up soon, folks. Stay tuned for that.
Great.
This is from our Off My Chest. Claiming to have 80 gigabytes of horse porn doesn't make you cool or hilarious. It just shows that you have awful taste in horse porn. Horses only last for a minute or two tops when fucking. Most horse porn is like 240p, so they take up very little megabytes. If you have long 10 to 20 minute videos, this isn't the horse fucking. It is some girl just sucking on and jerking the soft dick of a horse for most of the 10 to 20 minutes. Most horse porn is poorly performed, meaning the girls stand on the side and try to, quote, dildo themselves with the horse dick rather than actually getting fucked, and that's not in the spirit of horse porn. 80 gigabytes of that shit would be 99% low-quality videos of women standing around fondling soft horse dick, if you can even find 80 gigabytes to begin with. Somehow horse porn is legal in the U.S., but actually fucking horse is a felony. It doesn't make sense. Gays don't get stoned to death anymore. Why are we being hypocrites towards people who fuck horses?
I can't even process this one correctly. Boy, that's a lot. That's saying a lot there. Mm-hmm. And there's no quiet parts to that one, folks. That's all loud.
Hey, gays getting stoned to death. Are they talking about this, or are they talking about us watching the three Jackass movies?
Rack 'em, folks.
Supposedly a fun right. evening.
Wasn't there. Couldn't tell you.
Oh, boy.
This is from the Facebook group Vegans and Vegetarians versus Meat Eaters Open Debate Uncensored with 2 exclamation points. Firstly, I don't support horse ride because it's cruel and animal abuse. Horses aren't born for riding. If they had, then you didn't need bridle, curbs, etc. Second, women should never ride horses. Today, everyone do non-side saddle riding, which is not good for women because it affects their vaginas, which further can lead to infertility. Horse riding is for men. You should do what you can do. Women should sit in the house, look after their children, and cook. This is what you are for.
You, boy, started off pretty open-minded there. And then got even more so towards the end.
Really made a lot of good points there. Yeah. Yep, you're right.
I mean, horses aren't born for riding, but, like, wasn't there a time when people would ride horses without all those things?
Oh, sure. Yep.
So it's not really
You mentioned them earlier, the Dothraki.
That's right.
People were famous for riding with no saddle or bridle or anything.
That's right. Yeah, they rode bareback, Dothraki style. And But so it's, like, it's really not so much, like, that doesn't show that it's unnatural. It just shows that we've gotten better at it.
We've gotten smarter at controlling animals, which is the ultimate thing that anyone should want to do, is just control an animal.
Or a woman, as this guy suggests.
Well, you know, failed on that one myself personally, but,
but
good luck to you.
But there are some more attempts of you doing that in the bonus episodes that are coming out now. If you folks want to go check those out. There's some good one from the latest one, Norwegia, I believe is the title of that episode. It's a new segment we're doing. Go check it out, folks, if you haven't already. Found a thread on our unpopular opinion titled, Horse Owners Should Pick Up Their Dog Shit Just Like Dog Owners Do.
Okay.
This thread got very heated, hundreds of responses. So I'd like to turn to user Little Lucille to provide an opinion. This thread is obviously being answered by people who have never had anything to do with horses. Firstly, it's grass shit, so nothing like dog shit, which absolutely should be picked up. Secondly, even with the quietest horse, have you any idea how dangerous it would be whilst out riding to dismount, get out a bag and shovel from somewhere, hold a horse in one hand, shovel it up, put the stuff away and remount? How would that work on a busy road, for example? In the UK, we have bridle paths, but many of these require at least a few minutes of road riding to reach. As for horse diapers, I actually agree in principle. But in practice, they could be upsetting for the horse as they interfere with their movement and would take hours of skilled, dedicated training to get most horses to wear one. I hope this offers a different perspective from an animal lover and a horse rider. So, missed out some good horse diaper stuff, which I was not willing to wade through all the comments to see that.
Horse diapers. They're diapers for your horse.
That's why he's in marketing, folks.
Any idiot can do it. Or do a podcast. Two of them could do a podcast together.
Wow. Yeah, it seems like an interesting idea, but yeah, I don't know how you would... Where are you putting the shovel on a horse?
Well, you can carry a little... They have little fold-up shovels.
Carry it along with you. For a horse. Come on.
For a horse?
I mean,
you,
come on.
What, you chop it up? You chop it up into pieces? Just like sometimes when you got to get the wooden spoon out in the toilet and you kind of got to do it in sections?
I beg your pardon?
That thing's not going down in one flush, and we all know it. You gotta... Everybody has a wooden spoon next to the toilet, specifically to chop up their poop.
Yeah, no, for me, it's for sipping out of...
Stew's on, everybody.
I need a fork. I'll go to my car.
God. This is a comment on a YouTube video about horse breeding techniques. She is still a lucky mare. I'm really sure that if she had the chance, she would have honored him by taking the cock in her mouth. She started to suck and give the balls a massage, also jerked off the cock. With pride, she would have take its loads and swallow every drop of it. The same she would have played with herself and smeared on the cock with lubricant of her vagina. She would not have escaped and had begun again to suck four more loads to get welcomed. The cock would be pained very sore because the honorable treatment, and she would get it hard again, then would have swallowed the cock with her vagina down to the root and begun to ride it at the same time with her mouth, would have honored another black giant cock, both would be filled.
Okay. Who is this? Is this the mayor we're talking about?
It's the mayor I think we're talking about. Could maybe it's the ranch hand too. You know, whoever you want it to be.
Sure.
You know?
Well, that's it's why it's fantasy. Such great writing is because it allows the reader to really fill in some of the gaps.
I got a lot of gaps. Yeah. Two specifically.
Speaking of, I don't know if vaginas had roots. That was a new one to me. I think
the penis is what he's talking. The penis root.
Okay. Swallowed the cock.
Down to the root. Down to the root.
Okay. Same point. I didn't know penises had roots. mine is.
How do you think that thing stays on?
Yeah. For me, it's like, how does a twig have a root? You know?
Okay.
It's kind of. In my personal opinion on that. a guy who calls himself a horse lover tweeted this out. A breeder masturbates animals and they make profit. A veterinary clinic masturbates animals and they make a profit plus provide animal care and maintenance. The agriculture industry masturbates animals and profits plus sometimes kills animal in the process. But a zoophile masturbates animals and that's rape? #zoopride. Perfect in that.
Look.
Who's to argue with it?
Look, I'm just trying to drink gallons of horse cum here. Nobody's getting hurt. Okay? And the horse likes it. It's helping him out. I mean, I'm doing somebody else's job for free, for Christ's sake. And I'm the bad guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why are you masturbating a horse? I feel like people that love fucking animals are not beating up. They're not giving hand jobs. They're looking to get fucked by the animal, right?
One would think, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of zoo pride myself, so I'm not exactly, don't know the whole ins and outs of it.
Yeah, I can't, I don't know. Yep, I'm not even going to allow the thought to enter my mind, actually. Mm. So
it's completely filled me up. Gallons of it, as you said.
As one does. Speaking of, user Kuro_sane123 went to r2afraidtoask with this query. How would one obtain a large quantity of horse semen, say 32 ounces worth? I want to drink a whole quart of it. Lastly, how much would that semen cost me? I want to buy it for a fair price. Went to his profile, and he mostly posts in R goth, R Native Americans, and R who's that porn star?
Oh. Great.
And the answer to that was about $50,000 for 32 ounces of high quality first grade.
Okay, horse look, semen. I'm not looking for any of that shit. I just look. I'm not. I don't need to make.
Give me the brown bag stuff.
I'm not looking to make a filly for the races. I just want to get cum drunk on this shit. So
I need the Mad Dog 2020 of horse cum. Yeah. How much is that going to run me?
Yeah,
I just need to get the job done. Yeah,
yeah. Let's see. Here's one. Frozen Hawk Dew Summer Wind Frozen Semen Only Stud Fee $500.
There you go.
But I'm not really sure.
And it's just a little it's just a little syringe full.
Oh,
just
wow.
A little,
so it's not even like.
Just a squirt.
Wow. So you got to. If you say that's what five. Let's. For math, we'll say that's 4 ounces. So times eight. That's a number I can't even fathom. $4,000?
Okay. Yeah.
Still,
On the high end, they're saying it's going to be 50 if you're getting a real stud.
Mm-hmm.
Real stud to.
Yeah. But,
rinse your teeth.
Yeah, if I'm looking to get a 32 ounce crowler of horse jizz, I will go on the more light session drinkable $4,000 version of it myself. So you better savor every fucking ounce of that, man. You better be really loving horse cum. If you don't, you're going to be so sad. Like, what am I doing with my life? Well, I'll just put it back in the fridge and maybe I can make a cocktail out of it later or something to
just on your deathbed. I never did get around to drinking that horse cum.
It's just in the freezer next to the vodka. Well, this is from our unpopular opinion. I'm not a country boy and I never even rode a horse before. But when I smell horse shit, it honestly makes me feel warm inside. Like a batch of fresh cookies, I can't explain it. Black Beige responded, agreed, but I am a horse girl. And I think these two have a... hopefully their DMs were mutually blown up by the other.
That's right. Match made in heaven. Just the two of them whiffing big stinky piles of horse shit together.
What is the
their wedding cake is a
big pile of shit. Is there like a drug or something that's where you you sniff shit? What's that called?
Oh, not felching. That's a different thing.
It's Gencom.
That's what it is.
It's an inhalant and hallucinogen created from fermented human waste.
That's human.
Yeah. So. But still, you're sniffing shit. And
Now listen. So the horses eat straw and other. Could you make beer out of horse shit?
If it ferments, yeah, you could put it in there. They would reportedly put the feces and urine in a jar or a bucket and seal it with a balloon or lid, respectively, then leave it out to ferment in the sun. Afterwards, they would inhale the fumes created.
Sure, why not?
That is brutal. Good Lord. One user told a reporter it is more potent than cannabis. With glue, I just hear voices in my head, but with Jankum, I see visions. I see my mother who is dead, and I forget about the problems in my life.
I'd love to get rid of all the bad stuff in my head, and I don't think I'm going to huff shit to do it, though. But, you know.
Someone photoshopped a picture of Obama holding up a bottle of Jankum. Considering this is something that started in Africa, I got to wonder if there was some sort of potential racist meaning behind that, but I could be wrong. God, that sounds really bad.
Who's to say? Jankum episode coming up, folks. Mm-hmm. We'll be making it live on the show.
Yep, we'll be mutually stirring our shit and piss together, and then getting high as a kite off of it. Really having a great time.
Oh, maybe. Another one from Cora here. Someone asked, is the horse's head in Godfather real? If it is, how is that even legal? A lady named Beth Cheesebrow, compulsive watcher in the movie and reader of the books, don't know what movies or books, answered, a horse was not killed for the purpose of the movie. One was obtained from a plant. Though horses are considered to be noble and beautiful, it is still lawful to slaughter them, unfortunately. It would not be ethical to kill a horse, or any animal, just for a movie. Having said that, over 100 horses were killed during the making of Ben-Hur. Disgraceful.
That is a weird amount to have died for a movie.
What's going on there? What is going on there? Kurt Douglas, you answer for your crimes.
Yeah, oh, he's in hell now.
Just literally just died.
Yeah. So it was apparently an actual horse head, is what she's getting at.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
It sure was. Martin Scorsese, he really went all out on that one.
He went all out when he watched the movie because he had nothing to do with the making of the movie.
Wait, who did that? Who did that
one? That was Francis Ford Coppola.
Whatever. A small Italian man made the film.
Some greasy little guy went to his grandma for their horse dinner and decided to decided to use it as a prop.
That's what they're eating in Goodfellas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's what they're.
When you go to prison, you got to slice up the horse real thin. the scene in The Sopranos where, the horse dies. You think they just threw that away?
Yeah, they would have had a. What? No fucking horse now.
What are you doing? You're not touching your horse. It's your horse. They love horses there. Really, they're dumb people. This one's from the Tumblr blog, This is Thin Privilege. Thin privilege is being able to go horse riding. My university is offering horse riding as an extracurricular this semester, and I wanted to participate, but they only allow people under 210 pounds because, quote, their horses can't carry more weight. I'm sure there are horses around that can carry much more than that. Thin privilege is constantly being badgered to exercise, but at the same time being barred from exercising.
Okay.
Barred from exercising?
Is having a one-ton animal carry your fat ass around exercising?
When I go for a drive, I do add it to my calorie count.
You go into your Fitbit and you're like, that's about how many steps was that? Drove over that 8 million steps I took today? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's pretty good.
They say in the U.S., 240 to 300 pounds is recommended.
The recommended weight to ride a horse?
Yeah, which is my current fluctuation between those two numbers. So that's a pretty damn good sized person. It's probably smaller horse at the uni, or perhaps just not wanting. Maybe it's probably because they just I bet it is. I think the university finds fat people to be disgusting. So that's probably what it is.
And rightly so. Yes. Yes, sir.
Great Yeehaw. Blog, by the way. This is Thrimplivage. We've talked about it several times before.
Sure.
The Fat Acceptance episode was a good one for that. So, and we did one with, for the Fast Food episode, too, I believe. So go check those out,
folks. I think so, yeah. Fat Acceptance, which one was that? I have the list here.
Okay, 41.
77.
Okay. Goddamn. That is
Fast Food. Guess that one.
116.
127.
Jesus Christ.
Time means nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Hey, when you're having fun, huh?
Yeah, that's right. User Throwaway Horse Husband posted this in our relationship advice. My horse-obsessed wife would rather have horses than babies, and it's ruining our marriage. Uh-huh. I've always wanted children, and before we got married, we agreed on having one or two. She was never as keen on children as I was, but she agreed. I always knew my wife wanted horses, and I'm absolutely fine with that. After marriage, we both got good, well-paying jobs and were able to afford a nice 15-acre property with ample space for horses in rural Kentucky. She has always seemed to move the goalposts as far as when to have children, and I want them ASAP. First, she said the fence needed to be redone to accommodate the horses. Fine, I redid the fencing circling the 8-acre horse pasture. Next, she said the barn needed to be redone before we could have children. I spent a whole year redoing the barn and adding additional stalls. Next, she said she needed to get horses first and adjust them to the new space before we could have children. After 6 months, she bought a third horse, a baby foal. She said she needed to train this horse how to be a show horse and will require at least a year or so of training, but we can have a baby after that. The baby horse is now 8 months old, and she's worried about having a baby in COVID-19 world. Plus, she's worried that she could be 35 plus after the baby is born, and she's worried about complications. I feel she's led me along for 5 years just to give her horses, and now she's done with me. I really want children, and I don't want a divorce. I love my wife, but I feel she's leaving me no choice. Any advice? User 1885 Confusion replied, "She's absolutely right. Horses greater than kids." Mm. So,
this guy got owned. You know what to tell you.
Yep.
She did.
Doubly so.
Kind of went out of her way to make it clear that she really likes horses and doesn't like kids.
She pulled that wool blanket over his eyes.
And rode him.
Rode off in the sumchuck. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love, like, when you're buying your third horse, I mean, come on. This is a different type of person, right? This isn't your standard crank out a couple kids. Like, you're already, she's close to 40. She's got three horses.
Yeah.
That's your life.
You know
bro.
What, buddy? Pack it in. Find a 24-year-old.
That's right. Then she can just pretend you're a horse.
Have her break your hips. Mm-hmm. And then put a bullet in your head because you'll never ride again.
Living the life, buddy. Yeah, he probably should kill her. I see what you're hinting at, yeah.
No, well, or that.
Yeah. That's
somebody's going to die.
When a woman lies to you, that's what you should do. Speaking of women lying, there's a video of a woman pretending to be a horse and jumping over hurdles and other obstacles the way a regular old horse would. I don't know if you remember that video. It made the rounds online about a year ago. She was this weird. It was her hobby that she discovered she had was she could pretend to be a horse and jump around. Mm-hmm. This was shared over to Reddit and I found this comment from user Anonymous. What type of white people shit is this? To which user Commit Sudoku Perverts responded, what type of black people shit is 50% of murders, 85% of interracial violence, and still claiming that whites are keeping them down?
Kind of out of left field on that one.
Touche there.
Yeah. You want to talk about white people pretending to be horses, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me ask you.
I have some spreadsheets. This guy's got all sorts of bookmarks saved for all sorts of figures ready
right.
to go at a moment's notice.
On many mirrored sites case the main one goes down.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's probably said similar things to other folks online. So.
Cool. I got one more here for everybody. A lady posted this to a Facebook travel group. Is there a local place where I can hang out and smell horses? I travel in a wheelchair.
Okay.
Nobody had any suggestions for her, so.
Yeah, a couple different obstacles there to deal with. but she should go hang out with those folks from Reddit that love the smell of horses.
She could be their officiant. Yeah.
Maybe one of them has a, I don't know, a what's it called when you have a little a sidecar for their motorcycle that this broad can sit in. We'll have to work.
Or they just ratchet strap her to the motorcycle in the wheelchair.
Oh my god!
Problem solved.
That sounds awesome. Letting her feet just drag on the road. She doesn't. How the fuck is she gonna know? What's that smell? Okay.
somebody grilling burger.
My last post as well. I found this from Tumblr. I think horses are better than men because they make a better example of beautiful, powerful masculinity because they're not natural predators and don't act like it. And a little slanty, sad face there. Hashtag men are pigs. Hashtag men are rapists.
Yeah, and also horses have enormous cocks. Mm-hmm. So there's no...
Yes, that's right.
There's no stopping that.
Yeah, and if a horse does rape you, though, then... Brother, you're you know, we didn't even talk about Mr. Hands in this episode, did we?
Nope, didn't want to even get it.
Infamous. Folks, if you don't know about Mr. Hands' video, I suggest
go ahead, go to your work computer, yep, type
do
in
not
Mr.
even
Hands.
Bother using an incognito browser, just type it right in, go to the public library, shove a kid off the damn computer and just type it right in there. Turn the
projected on your neighbor's house
speakers up as loud as possible and enjoy that as much as you can. Thanks again to Evan for the great episode topic of horses and pones and stallions and mares and all that stuff. Is that right?
We
learned a lot about geldings. Which one's that?
Girl horse. I don't know.
Okay. So we didn't learn a whole lot, as it turns out, and that's fine, because we're now going to talk about next week's episode, which is a brutal topic. Might be one of the worst ones yet. And, of course, Christian, that topic is...
Next week I'll report this post. Next week I'll report this post. Next week I'll report this post. More of the same old shit.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
This is a tough one. This is going to be a real tough one, I got to say.
Yeah.
Chosen by a listener named Katie for someone named Nick. Is that correct?
That's right. She went ahead and purchased it for him. So, Nick, you got one heck of a broad there to subject two wonderful men to have to look up some posts about the... best band of the past four decades.
This is that's a really a good point. The gift for Nick is that it was torture for two strangers had to research posts for this episode. We'll talk more about RHCP next week, but I find them to be the most just nothing band of all time. It's going to be tough, folks. But we're going to have fun. We're going to talk more about it next week. Does that sound like a good idea?
Yep.
We're contractually obligated to do so.
Yep.
In the meantime...
We already cashed the check.
That's right. We're going to read a post here that I found on a thread started on r Red Hot Chili Peppers by user Lumine Godboy. I'm going to do a music. So my birthday is 6 days from now, and I may or may not be getting a piano keyboard which is MIDI compatible. Over on BandLab, I'll be practicing the notes for a song furiously, and that song is, drumroll please, Californication. No vocals will be included unless someone on this sub is willing to volunteer. That's a high expectation, but who the hell knows? It's Reddit. So yeah, to summarize, I'm doing an instrumental remix of Californication without vocals unless someone wants to volunteer to do them for me. 5 days later, after no responses, OP came back to say, well, this was a big letdown.
Yeah.
Yeah. Happy birthday, brother.
Goodness gracious me. The whole thing's kind of a letdown in general. I mean,
yeah.
In total.
Maybe you'll find him under the bridge now. Oh, boy. Thanks again to Katie for that one. We'll have more fun for you next week. In the meantime, Christian, were there any posts this week that made you say,
this ain't it. This ain't it. This ain't it. This shit sucks. Why'd you post this dreadful message? This ain't it, cheap. Kill yourself.
Oh, yeah. So, a user went to r/askmen to find out. Guys of Reddit, why are your feet so disgusting? I don't mean smell, per se, although I'm sure they smell awful, too. I mean visually. Disgusting. Busted toenails with fungus, etc. A now deleted user commented, my feet had to be amputated 3 years ago after a long and torturous bout of diabetes-related circulation issues. I've only, this week, gotten over the shock and sadness of it and found a way to move on.
Ooh.
So, saw that comment that somebody decided to put on there and said to myself, this ain't it, chief.
I'm sure this post is going to trigger some more stuff 3 years after the fact. Have you thought often about amputations and losing limbs and all that?
No. I do think it would be cool to lose an eye because then you get an eye patch out of it, but that's about as far as it goes for me.
God, sure. You could fake that one.
Yeah, but then what if somebody finds... What if it falls off during sex and then I'm a fraud?
I would assume the patch would be off during sex for any case something.
Squinting with one eye the whole time. Like, oh, no, like just, God, I hope she doesn't notice.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'm just... Her preference would be, let's take it off so, you know, I got a strap on here. I can plug it up. The
patch stays on. Oh, no.
Yeah, harder to do that with a missing leg or something like that. But you could do the classic.
Guy that has a fake...
You ever see that where you would put the foot like curled up in your pants?
Oh, yeah.
It's just so not realistic at all.
The Long John Silver thing with the whole foot like,
oh, yeah,
poking out of your ass. Yeah.
Yep. Well, speaking of someone's foot up their ass, do we have any listeners call in to 904-468-POST to leave us a voicemail?
Sure did. This is another one from our buddy Dallas.
Dallas.
Hey, this is Dallas, and I have a post to read. So this was posted in the Facebook group, Sounds Like Romanticized Alcoholism, But Okay. Any other period havers who use drinking as a way of drying up that tail end of bleeding? If I drink, it usually clears out the last 2 days for me so I can continue living in peace without any liners or anything. And a reply to that, you can blast off 5 or 6 orgasms in the shower and then hold your nose and blow as if you're popping your ears. The orgasms contract the uterus and speed up the lining shedding, and then blowing shoots out a jellyfish-sized pile of urine lining. Well, stomp that stomach down the drain and you've got yourself a 2-day period. Been doing this for 10 years now and my doctor says it's totally safe. And to that I say this ain't it, cheeks.
Yeah, that's bad. That's really bad.
It's the old explosive uterine shooting out into the uterine lining into the shower. drain.
Women are disgusting.
Stomp that bad boy down.
Women are bad. I don't know what to tell you. It's really bad. Or anyone else
Dallas.
With a vagina, by the way. Not just women. Specifically, if you have a vagina,
inclusive here.
You're disgusting. Whether you're abroad or Elliot Page, who we'll be having on the show here real soon, folks.
Please don't bring that bit back.
I'm not sure what the bit is. So I'm just mentioning a person's name. It doesn't seem
no, right. You did this earlier about having him on the show. So
okay, look, we I'm a fan. God forbid.
Loved him in Umbrella School or whatever.
Umbrella School? What the fuck?
Yep.
Okay. Great. I found this on the subreddit r incels without hate. I have an imaginary wife. I've had an imaginary girlfriend for the past 2 years. Then we got married like 6 months ago, and we have two children, a boy named Malcolm and a girl named Amelia. My wife's name is Naomi. I spend maybe 3 hours a day just sitting in my room daydreaming about her. I don't study or go outside or do anything anymore. I feel like I'm losing my mind. Anyone else have an imaginary girlfriend or wife here? Couldn't read any of the replies because the entire subreddit has been banned and shut down.
Do you see what living peacefully gets you, people? It gets you censored.
I mean, honestly, some of the things these guys do, this is one of the better, safer things. just sitting in the room hanging out. Yeah, you could do a lot worse. So,
absolutely. With my imaginary wife and two imaginary children. But at least the kids can keep each other busy. So
that's true. Yeah, he'd probably be a lot less bored if he played with the kids more, I guess. I don't know.
Just throwing a baseball and then going and like, pick, good catch, son.
It is a particular sadness to like imagine just like a household. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
He's not like, yeah, I got this fucking hot ass supermodel bent over, and she's like gargling my cum, and it's awesome. It's like, no, I just, you know, I got a marriage. It's pretty good, you know. Not bad.
Just my little housey, my little mousy housewife that I love so much.
Yep, got a couple. She makes. We're engaged for.
Maybe
a
I'm doing.
While.
You know what? Okay.
Oh, are you? Are you going to start doing this? Is what you're getting at?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
It does seem like you have an imaginary housewife. It's the one that does all that gardening in the house and. Things like
that's
that.
Right, female trait. Yep, mm-hmm. Yep. Vacuums. Yep. Loads the dishwasher. Yep.
Wow. That is, folks. That's the end of the show.
Hashtag man fail. Huh? How about it?
Bye.